AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A $100,000 reward is being offered to help capture two convicted killers who escaped from a maximum security prison in upstate New York.
The elaborate prison break included drilling through steel and traveling through tunnels. The exhaustive search includes helicopters, bloodhounds, and checkpoints, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
This has been an unprecedented coordination for this manhunt, and it will continue until we have them back in custody or we have the matter resolved.
The brother of the sheriff's deputy that David Sweat killed says his world has been turned upside down all over again. The other escaped murderer, Richard Matt, dismembered his former boss. I'm Julie Walker.
G7 members appear united leading up to the summit in Germany about what to do about Russia and Ukraine.
If anyone wants to start a debate about changing the sanctions regime, the discussion could only be about strengthening it.
Donald Tusk is president of the European Council. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the only way sanctions against Russia can be softened is if a February peace agreement for Ukraine is fully implemented. Lawmakers say the hacking of government employee personnel files could get worse if it's not stopped. The job ahead is to find those responsible and make sure it doesn't happen again. New York Republican Congressman Peter King was asked if he thinks the U.S. should retaliate once it knows who did it.
I don't think we should announce what we're doing, and I think the president and his administration have the capacity to respond once they find out through the malware signature who they believe this is. Then I think, there has to be a price to pay for this.
Triple Crown champion American Pharoah quietly returned home to Churchill Downs less than 24 hours after winning the Belmont Stakes to become the 12th Triple Crown winner and the first since 1978. The colt received a VIP treatment upon the return to Louisville. This is AP Radio News. Hurricane Blanca is getting closer to the Baja California Peninsula in Mexico. It has weakened to a Category 1 hurricane. American tourist Susan Tyler is trying to get out of Cabo San Lucas.
I just told him I was leaving, so I took a cab last night, and the airport was closed, so I stayed in the hotel down the road till they opened. Just tried to get the earliest flight that I could out of here.
Blanca is expected to weaken further as a tropical storm. Tonight in Oakland, Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors have a 1-game-to-none advantage over the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs and LeBron James will not have Kyrie Irving in the lineup. He fractured his kneecap.
Especially at this stage, you want to try to be, as close to full strength as possible, throughout these games, especially when you're going against a worthy opponent like we're facing. It's a tough situation for our team, and, guys have to pick up.
LeBron James scored 44 points in a Game 1 loss for the Cavs. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.